Good evening, I'm Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from Otorohanga.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2026. Good evening everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Warren?
Thanks, Jim. First off, I'd like to welcome Peter Mott, ZL3PWM, to Council. Peter fills the casual vacancy left by Daniel stepping down as President. Peter is already hard at work presenting to Council some of his thoughts for work streams for NZART to action. We are excited to be working with such a skilled and enthusiastic councillor. This may be old news to some, but it appears that the national system is now working into Christchurch and further south. For those that have been reconnected to the system, it's nice to have you back again. Wakatane leg of the national system has also been relocated to its new site at Manawahei. The national system is a valuable asset and one of its kind in the world. Please remember to key up before you start talking for a second and leave 3 second pauses between overs. Conference registrations are well underway. You can Google NZART Conference 2026, or you can find a link to register on the NZART website. The committee have lined up a great weekend, and there'll be something there for most people. Come along and join us celebrating 100 years of NZART, and have a peek into what the next 100 years may bring. This year, there are 5 remits being presented to the AGM. Branches, please discuss these with your NZART members and nominate a delegate to bring your votes to the AGM. If no one from your branch is planning to attend conference, please submit a proxy vote with Debbie to ensure that your views are represented. NZART is on the lookout for a new contest manager. Jeff ZL3GA has been doing this role and we thank him for that. If you or someone you know would like to pick up this task, please get in touch with me. Jeff assures me this job is not onerous. Lastly, I'd like to give a shout out to all the portable stations that operate outdoors and also to the chasers that are always there giving contacts. 40 metres is a busy place, but so are higher bands, including 30 metres SSB that is also now available to us. The weekends tend to be when most of this activity takes place, but there's also activity during the weekdays now as well. It's encouraging to see this activity keeping the bands alive. Visit ontheair.nz for more information. Or if you want to know about Summits on the Air program specifically, please get in touch with me directly. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Warren. NZART President Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. From Mark ZL3AB, details tonight of the Greatest ZL Sprint Series. Yes, it commences on Tuesday the 7th of April at 0800 Zulu, 8 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time, and runs every Tuesday in April. The rules are on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Go to the drop-down menu for activities, then to contests, and then to sprints. That's the Autumn ZL Sprint Series, commencing 8 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time on Tuesday the 7th of April. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim. Kia ora, koutou katoa. Hello, everyone, and a very belated Happy New Year to you all. My apologies for not being with you last month. Unfortunately, a seafood charter while dining out didn't quite agree with me. And let's just say I spent the following couple of days in very close proximity to the little room. But my thanks to Warren ZL2AJ for stepping in and passing on my messages in his OB. We are now just 59 days away from NZART's biggest milestone, the 100-year centennial of our association. This is a truly significant occasion, and we warmly invite anyone with an interest in amateur radio to join us in celebrating at the Waipuna Lodge in Auckland at King's Birthday Weekend. For full details and to register, please visit the NZART website. You'll find it quick and easy to access all the information on how we'll be marking this historic event. There is something for everyone, including an exciting alternate program for those who prefer to see more of the city. staying with conference matters. This year we have 5 remits to be discussed. These are included in your March-April issue of Break-In, which should be arriving in the next couple of weeks. I will also be forwarding these to all branch secretaries to ensure every member can consider and vote on them. This is also the time of year when we call for nominations for our annual awards. These include Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, the Jumbo Godfrey Branch Award, and of course, Life Membership of the Association. Nominations must be received by the 30th of April to be considered for presentation at the AGM in Auckland. Well, that's all the news from me for this month, Jim. Mā te wā, see you soon.
Thank you, Debbie. NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Each month during this, our NZART centenary year, this official broadcast will be featuring an NZART member from the past. With this month's details, here's NZART historian Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB.
Good evening. Throughout this year, the official broadcast is featuring the voices of prominent members who have served our association over the years. Tonight, the featured member is Arthur Jumbo Godfrey, ZL1HV, who was NZART President, Vice President and Councillor for over 2 decades. This tribute was transmitted on the official broadcast of August 2005.
Jumbo was first licensed in 1947 as G3DAF. He served in the RAF from 1931 through 1962, with the last 14 years on the staff of various commanders-in-chief. Over this period, he had the calls DL2MZ, VE2DAF, and VR3SZ. He came to New Zealand in 1962 and was a tutor at Auckland Technical Institute for 16 years. Jumbo was president of NZRT from 1977 through 1983, a term of 6 years which at the time was a record and has since been equaled just once. In an interview in 1996, Jumbo spoke of the issues during his time as NZRT president.
Maintaining numbers, membership, increasing membership, and trying to get more and more amateurs aware of their international responsibility or the fact that they could have an influence on international affairs, and that it was a very important part of amateur radio was to see that IRU was fully supported so that they could fight our battles at the ITU. Our main domestic issue, I think, was probably maintaining members. Getting new members wasn't so much of a problem then, because there was still an element of magic in radio for the young, but so that's no problem. You always had full classes and lots of people taking the exams, so you could see the future. The trouble was convincing them that they should not only be amateurs, but they should all be members of NZRT.
At the national and international level, Jumbo also held the office of Vice President NZRT and was an NZRT councillor for many years. He was awarded Amateur of the Year in 1973 and awarded Honorary Life Membership of NZRT in 1983. A keen supporter of NZRT's overseas activities, he represented NZRT at many IARU Region 3 conferences. He was the Director IARU Region 3 from 1982 to 1985, and he was responsible for organising the 6th IARU Region 3 conference held in Auckland in November of 1985. Jumbo attended CNET in Singapore in 1983 and for many years thereafter. He was a fond friend of many amateur radio societies of our region. At the local level, Jumbo's involvement was untiring. He was a life member of North Shore Branch 29 and a committee member of the branch for over 40 years, stepping down from office only recently. He was a life member of the Hibiscus Coast Branch 80. Jumbo was a founder member of the Auckland Regional Committee. That's back in 1963. And of course, Jumbo's contributions to Break-In are legendary. It is from Jumbo's involvement with, participation in, and contribution to NZRT's annual conference that many will have fond memories of Jumbo ZL1HV. His beginnings with NZRT conference, they go back to the Committee for Auckland's conference in 1963. Since then he's attended all but one, possibly two, NZRT conferences. Jumbo was a firm believer that members should control the policy of their association and that all amateurs should be a member of their national society. He also maintained that youth should be given the utmost encouragement to participate in the magic that is amateur radio. Throughout this tribute tonight, I've referred to ZL1HV as Jumbo. Well, how did Arthur Godfrey get this name? I leave the explanation to him.
I got the name when I first went to school at three, and I was nicknamed Jumbo then, and as far as I can gather from my parents and friends of that time, I was a very solid youngster who went through rather than round things. and you know, so you're tearing around like a little elephant when they got corrupted to Jumbo, and I lost it for about 4 years between the time I left school and the time I joined the Air Force. And about the second chappie I saw in the Air Force was an old school chum who says, "Hello, Jumbo," and that's it.
The voice, the chuckle, the humour of the late Jumbo Godfrey, ZL1HV, NZRT Life member and past president, who became Silent Key Saturday the 27th of August at the age of 92.
This is ZL6A. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The European Space Agency has announced plans to charter a flight to the ISS for its astronauts and some international partners. Dave Lee, M7TLB, fills us in on the details.
Just 2 years before the International Space Station's scheduled retirement, it's expected to receive a crew of European astronauts delivered via a chartered SpaceX Crew Dragon mission. Josef Aschbacher, Director General of the European Space Agency, said at a March 19 press briefing that the ESA was chartering the flight to give the agency's astronauts an experience aboard the ISS to conduct research before the spacecraft is decommissioned and deorbited in 2030. The trip by the provided institutional crew is being proposed for early 2028. The ESA expects to include international partners in the mission, but has not named any potential partner nations, nor has it said how many non-ESA astronauts will be included. Both the UAE and Australian Space Agency's websites report that agreements were signed in recent years with the European Space Agency committing to deeper collaboration in space exploration initiatives. This is Dave Lee, M7TLB.
A special event remembering one of history's most famous ocean liners is approaching. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
Mark the date of the 14th of April on your calendar. If you know your history, you'll recall that at 23:40 ship's time on that day, the RMS Titanic struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic, bringing its inaugural sailing to a fatal end. Mark this year's calendar as well from 0000 UTC on the 10th of April to 23:59 on the 15th of April. That time period marks the date of the luxury liner's voyage from Southampton, which ended with its sinking. The Titanic Memorial Special Event Station, EG1912T, will be on the air using all modes HF, VHF, UHF and SHF during that period, organised by the Union of Radio Amateurs of Vigo Val Minor. A number of Spanish citizens were on board the ship. The activation will focus on CW to honour Jack Phillips and Harold Bride, the first and second telegraphers on board. The activation also honours Harold Cottam, the telegrapher on board the Carpathia, the first ship to make a rescue effort at the site of the doomed Titanic. There will be a special QSL card for hams contacting EG1912T in CW. All other QSLs will be sent via the Bureau, EQSL and Logbook of the World. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. NZART Centennial Conference 2026, celebrating 100 years of amateur radio in New Zealand, is being held at the Waipuna Conference Centre in Auckland over King's birthday weekend. That's the 30th to the 31st of May. Now, you're invited to join radio amateurs from across New Zealand and beyond as we celebrate a century of innovation, friendship and communication. Register now. A registration form and full program details can be found at nzart100conference.nzart.org.nz. nzart100conference.nzart.org.nz. That's NZART Centennial Conference at the Waipuna Conference Centre in Auckland over King's birthday weekend. Register now. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's time for brunch news. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Good evening, everyone. And we have just a few items tonight, starting with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80 NZART. The next meeting is on Wednesday, the 8th of April, where Steve Main from AREC will talk. And that meeting will be at the clubrooms at 479 Whangaparoa Road in Whangaparoa, starting 7:30 p.m. And down to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are held from 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 1st of April, there will be a briefing for the upcoming Otago Car Rally, and the rally itself is going to be held on the 10th to the 12th of April, and there'll be a debrief on the rally from Wednesday, the 15th of April. Well, Jim, just short and sweet, that's all from me. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2026. Good night, everyone. Good night now.